This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Airstrikes cut power and water supplies to hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians. That is part of what the country's president called an expanding Russian campaign to drive the nation into the cold and dark and make peace talks impossible. President Volodymyr Zelensky said nearly a third of Ukraine's power stations have been destroyed in the past week alone, causing massive blackouts. The mayor of one city said that it was without electricity and water after a double missile strike on Tuesday on an energy facility. Authorities said missile strikes also hit an energy facility in Kyiv and severely damaged another in the south-central city of Dnipro. Meanwhile, along the front lines, things remain very difficult for Russian troops in the southern region of the city of Kherson. That's according to Russia's new commander. He told reporters in Moscow that the Russian military would help evacuate civilians ahead of an expected Ukrainian offensive. A French cement company has agreed to U.S. fines totaling roughly $778 million over payoffs it made to Islamist terrorist groups. European leaders also entered a crucial period in which to ensure their struggling economies do not become further damaged by high energy prices and short supplies. South Korea says that North Korea has fired artillery shells near the rival's sea boundary in its latest weapons test. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says that North Korea fired about 100 shells off its west coast and 150 rounds off its east coast Tuesday night. This is VOA News. The family of an American citizen arrested in Saudi Arabia now says that he was tortured and sentenced to 16 years in prison over tweets that he sent while he was in the United States. The 72-year-old retired project manager, who was living in Florida at the time, was arrested last November while visiting a family in the kingdom. He is a citizen of both Saudi Arabia and the U.S. His son, who went public with the details in the case this week, said Tuesday that his father was sentenced on terrorism charges related to the tweets that he made. In addition, he appears to be the latest in a series of recent cases in which Saudis receive long jail sentences for social media places and pieces that were critical of the government. Airstrikes cut power and water supplies to hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians as part of our top story. That is part of what the country's president has called an expanding Russian campaign to drive the nation into the cold and dark and make peace talks difficult altogether. And the president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has said that a third of Ukraine's power stations have been destroyed in the past week alone. And it has caused massive blackouts as a result. A prosecutor on Tuesday described rape allegations by three women against that 70s show actor Danny Masterson from two decades ago that contained some of the same disturbing elements. It said that his opening statement in the trial, one of them said he dragged her to his bed where she regained consciousness to find him having sex with her. Masterson's lawyer said the reasons the allegations had so much in common is that alleged victims violated a detective's warning not to talk about the case that was very specific to the child. The federal government has announced a program to provide $1.3 billion in debt relief for about 36,000 U.S. farmers who have fallen behind on loan payments or face foreclosure. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced the Farm Loan Relief Program, funded by $3.1 billion set aside in the Inflation Reduction Act, allocating toward assistance to stressed borrowers of direct or guaranteed loans administered by the USDA. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.